Are you sure this is really necessary?
Yes, and you are too.
I don't know.
That's only because you're not thinking about how he acted with that slut.
You know I don't like that word.
Fine. You're not thinking about how he acted around that slut. Better?
Yes. We're not going to judge her for her sexuality. Only her suitability for our big brother.
Speaking of whom...
He's waking up. Oh, the poor thing. I know, it has to be confusing. He'll understand.
We'll make him understand.
Good morning.
Hey. Now don't struggle. It's okay, we aren't going to hurt you. We just wanted to make sure that we had your undivided attention. We may have used a bit too much duct tape. But you're so strong, we had to be sure that you couldn't escape. Leave early.
Right. There's no need to escape.
We're not keeping you hostage or anything.
Not really.
We'd never hurt you.
We love you.
You're just making some poor decisions. And it's our job to help you see that.
As good little sisters.
Right. We're not forcing you to do anything. This is an intervention.
Yes, exactly like that show.
Uh-huh. Why are we intervening?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you must know. He doesn't know. Oh my god, this intervention is necessary.
I knew you'd agree with me. In the end...
First of all, we are deeply concerned with your behavior concerning a certain junior. You're lucky that we started high school this year, Big Brother, or we never would have noticed.
What are we talking about?
Juliet, of course. She's a total slut. We know that she's got big tits and all, and we appreciate that you might find that appealing,
if shallow,
but she tosses that pussy everywhere,
and then she cheats.
Well, not always. She only cheated, like, one time last year.
That we know of.
That's true. So, you must see that she's entirely unsuitable for you. Wait, are you saying you don't have any interest in her?
Really?
Oh my god, we're not stupid, Big Brother. Then you must be thinking of some other girls.
We saw you flirting.
You complimented her hair and then her eyes.
Which was smart.
Girls are used to boys staring at their tits and ass, so... You at least showed some marginally good judgment there.
Right, and then you told her a joke.
And she laughed really hard. It was funny, but... It wasn't that funny.
And then she touched your arm.
She basically agreed to sleep with you, right there in the hall.
That's disgusting, really.
We thought you'd see right through her. But you blushed and put her hair behind your ear. That's when I knew that we had to act.
Don't swear at us. We're your sisters.
And you should treat us with respect.
That's right. In fact, that brings us to our second problem.
How you've been treating us.
It's shameful.
Truly shameful.
Please, don't pretend not to know what we're talking about. It's insulting.
I don't know. He looks genuinely confused.
Oh, you don't think that...
I do think that. We've been thinking that our big brother is just like every other guy, but...
He doesn't think of us that way. Ugh, you are so annoyingly wonderful.
How to put this? We understand Juliet's appeal. Her boobs really are great, and she knows how to dress to show them off.
Her ass is really nice, too. We respect her thickness, with like 10 C's.
But... There are other kinds of hotness, too, which we've been doing our best to, demonstrate to you. What we're saying is...
Hopefully without sounding too stuck up.
You're also fucking hot.
Language! Sorry, I'm just feeling this too strongly.
I know. Do you know the kind of nonsense we put up with from boys?
We keep a lot of it from you because it would just stress you out, and you'd probably feel like you have to protect us or something, which we love, by the way.
Did you know that a senior was trying to get me to go and get drunk with him? All he wanted was to feel me up and maybe fuck me.
As if.
And a college boy was flirting with me and making all sorts of innuendos. Which was flattering, but I wasn't gonna blow him. He's not right for me.
For us. Neither of them were.
See? You're getting mad just thinking about these boys who want to take advantage of your sweet, innocent sisters. This is one of the reasons that we love you so much. So it's really your fault that we have to do this. We've tried the carrot, but it hasn't worked.
So we're forced to use the stick.
You look so confused. But how could you be? We've given you every chance.
Yes, we have. You've ignored us. And we've been very forward.
Think about the last few weeks. About what you pushed us to do. You've seen a lot of us lately. And by that, we mean our bodies. Now he's starting to understand. Think about last week. Do you really think it was an accident that you walked in on me getting out of the shower at precisely the wrong time? Where you could see me all nubile and wet for you. I know you looked at my breasts. And my nipples stiffened when you did. Or about that time I walked through the living room while you were watching TV. You remember. I was wearing those tiny panties and a t-shirt, which I'd accidentally gotten caught in them, showing my tight little ass off to you. I knew that you were watching, and of course it was your t-shirt. Every boy likes to see his girl, or girls, wearing his clothes, right? Or the time we just happened to be trying on new swimsuits and made you tell us how we looked? Or when we accidentally sent you those sexy selfies that we said were meant for someone else? You even came to us and made sure we were being safe. I think you were a little jealous. Which was lovely. And you were so obviously hard after seeing them. You're hard right now, as a matter of fact. There's nothing you can do to hide that in those thin boxers. Fuck, I just love having him at our mercy like this. No texts from other girls competing for him. I know, right? We've got all of his attention. It makes me wonder, what if he had a broken arm? Ooh, or a leg, so he couldn't move around so quickly. Oh my god. And we could keep him here and take care of him all we wanted. That's such a good idea, but we're losing focus. You're right. Maybe such extreme measures won't be entirely necessary. Maybe we're very disappointed in you.
Very disappointed. You're smart. You have good grades, and you understand how to treat women.
We really respect your charm and ability to draw women in. And of course, it always ends with them spreading their legs for you, doesn't it?
It's just so frustrating. I can't decide if I want to kiss you or whip you.
Oh, we've given you so many chances already.
Begging won't get you anything. The big brother we love is better than this. The big brother we love is smart and takes pride in how he carries himself. That's why we were so lenient in letting you choose those partners, so to speak. Because with each one, We knew it was bringing up your social standing and that you were gaining valuable skills. But you've gone much too far with this, Juliet.
And we won't stand for it anymore.
Why should they get to have all the fun when it's really us who loved you the most from the very start? You wouldn't have to complain to your friends about those girls not putting out. We would have gladly fucked you to your heart's content. But you never saw that. It's so very confusing that you never did. I know it's not because you weren't attracted to us.
We know how your eyes follow us.
Mentally undressing us every time we're in the same room together. All those times we've rewarded you with glimpses of our tight, nubile bodies. Hoping. Just. Hoping that you'd have a come-to-Jesus moment, so to speak. But you never did. And perhaps you never would have, had we not decided to be more blunt. So now, Big Brother, we've done it the easy way. It's time to do this the hard way. So, first, you need to understand what's going to happen to those girls you attract like flies to honey.
Someone cut Juliet's brakes today.
She's alive, just a little injured. I'm sure she'll forget about her unfortunate attentions towards you, at least. For the time being. And do you remember Caitlin? Oh yes, your most recent ex. You remember how she fell down the stairs at school, don't you? And how she mysteriously broke up with you right after? As if someone had anonymously threatened her with worse unless she left a certain boy alone. We didn't want to do this.
Truly.
It's just... You make us so... so crazy. It's not jealousy, it's true love. Right. And you're going to love us now. We're done playing around. You're going to take our virginities today and be our boyfriend forever. We thought you might be a little resistant to this idea, despite how much you obviously want to defile us. So we made this decision very simple. You can either have two gorgeous little sex toys at your beck and call, or you can go to jail for 20 years and be on a list of kitty fuckers for the rest of your life. Your choice.
Confused?
That's the ironic part. If you fuck us, willingly, making a good faith effort to make us come, all is well. We'll be happy, you'll be very happy, and you can look forward to a future full of morning blowjobs and after-school delights. If you don't fuck us, we'll say you did. We'll cry and show the kind detectives the place on the doll where you touched us. And we'll both have the same story. Even if there's no conviction, some of those friendly, big, strong policemen will have daughters, right?
You might not even make it to the trial.
There. That's the look we wanted. Eyes wide,
pale,
a little bit of sweat. We need you to take us seriously, because
we need you.
We don't want to lie. You just pushed us to it. You're always around with your kind words and patience and hugs and muscles and God, your hair. So it's really your fault. Yes, entirely your fault. We wanted you to take us. I mean, it would have been hot, but... Also, you probably would have felt guilty afterwards, which would have been an excellent hold on you. You are so bad. But I agree. It would have been better that way. This way does have a certain appeal, though. This way, each of us can get what we want, right? I get him like this, all bound and vulnerable and at my mercy. I'm a bit of a dom, you know.
Or like a bit of a bitch.
But she's right. I'm a little more needy, but you know that. I need things I have trouble asking for, so I won't ask you. She'll work you up, getting off on that big cock of yours, but she won't let you come. No. Instead, she'll get you so turned on and... well, I don't want to ruin the surprise. So we'll just take off our bright white blouses and bralettes and our red plaid skirts and crisp white panties. Do you like what you see? We're perky, curvy, and wet in all the right places. So, to start, let's just pull these boxers off and let that cock of yours out to play. You must be so very Oh my. I'm both annoyed and very aroused that you kept this monster hidden from us.
Will it even fit?
It will. I'll just go first and prove it. I am so fucking wet that it has to fit. If I don't have my big brother's cock right now, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Go on then, sister. All right. I'll just straddle you. Stop fidgeting. It's very chivalrous of you to try and stop me, but you're just going to go in the wrong hole. There is a certain appeal to having this beast in my tight little back door, though. But wouldn't it be even more immoral to fuck your little sister in the ass? I'm glad you agree. Now just hold still and...
Oh my god, you took all of it!
Oh, it's so fucking big. This is so much better than our toys. I'm gonna ride him now. Just talk him through it, okay?
I can do that. Look at her go. She's barely had a cock inside her, and she's already moving so quickly. Don't look away. Look at her. Her eyes are so intense. So focused on you.
Has any girl ever looked at you that way?
I don't think so.
Don't her little tits bounce and jiggle most appealingly? And those noises she's making for you. I've seen her masturbate. Hell, I've helped her masturbate. She never gets this excited. Ever. You've made her wild, big brother. Now you have to ride out the storm that you've made. She's getting close. So close. Her nails are digging into your back, and she's ready to...
Big brother, yeah. Make me come. Make me come. Make me come. Yeah. Make me come and cram all over your big cock. Your huge fucking dick. Yeah. Yeah, do it. Do it. Make me do it.
Oh, Look, that was amazing. I love you so much, Big Brother. I'm going to take such good care of you. And I'll make you come in so many ways and places. Oh, sorry. I was in the moment. Understandable. But I can cut him free now. He's so worked up. And angry. Are you sure? Yes. This is how I want him. This is how I need him. Help him if he has an attack of conscience. Of course. Let's just cut this tape. Man, we did use a lot, didn't we? And there. Don't look at her. She's just backing away. She's done with you. For now. Doesn't it bother you? How she's just bending over like that? Showing you her wet little slit. Like she was some common slut. And she's dripping. You can't fake that kind of arousal, Big Brother. Right now. I'm so turned on and let anyone and everyone fuck me. Is that what you want, Big Brother? Maybe some sort of big, strong friends of yours can come over and use me. Oh, you can watch if you want. I know you're not man enough to do anything. That's right. Teach her a lesson. Just grab her by the hips and don't be gentle. Bruise her.
I take it back. You're scaring me.
That's right. Ride her. Ride the little bitch like she wants. She needs your hand in her hair. That's right. Pull it. Hard. Force that little slut to arch her back. Make her take you deeper. Oh my god. Look at you pound her. Claim her, Big Brother. Show her who she belongs to. Bruise her. Make her cry and sob. It's what she wants, you know. She told me while she touched herself. And when I touched her. Don't slow down. That's right. Give it to her. Hard. Take it out on her. All of it. All of the helplessness and frustration. It's her fault. Rape her, Big Brother.
So bad, was it?
And you haven't even had our eager little mouths or our tight virgin asses. So, who will it be next? Me? Or me? Or both at once?